I want to just link this with the words of the theme we've used this week, the disciplines of the disciple. Because when we put it in those terms, it makes it evident that these are not just important things to understand, because they are important things to understand, but things that are disciplines are things that are regularly practiced, things that are intentionally practiced. So we have, for example, at my school, you're required to have a bus evacuation drill, because the state says, you know, you have to know how to exit the bus by the emergency route or something like that. So one day a year, the kids stay on the bus a little longer when they arrive, and then the principal comes out and says, okay, go out the back door. So they check it off, you know, okay, we had a bus evacuation drill. But there's certain standard behavior that's expected on the bus every single day. And it's not just you got to know in the back of your mind, you know, how to evacuate the bus. You've got to know, if you're a bus student, what's expected of you for safe bus behavior every single day. This is not, we're just sort of like, let's get ready to understand the topic of worship. And all these things, I want to just sort of review. We don't want to just know some good ideas for Bible study. We don't want to just understand some good things to do with money, or the fact that we should recognize spiritual gifts and serve one another and so on. No, this is intentionally practicing the discipline of Bible study, the discipline of prayer, the discipline of stewardship, intentionally evaluating my bank account and evaluating the 24 hours a day that I have and so on, and looking at those details and assessing whether the discipline of stewardship is being applied to my bank account, or whether the thing God has entrusted to me to do in service to help other believers, the phrase that came to mind yesterday while we were talking was in Ephesians 4, where it says, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. God gave me and you a spiritual gift so that you could help me with my spiritual gift be better, and I could help you with your spiritual gift be better, to the increase of the body collectively. And it's an intentional, it's a discipline to evaluate whether service is actually part of my experience. Worship is the same. And unfortunately, we have tended, especially for worship, to say, what's our worship experience on a Sunday morning? Here are some things that are probably not worship, and here are some things that probably are worship, and we're going to focus on doing certain things on a Sunday morning so that we can truly worship. That is not what this topic is. This topic is this kind of emphasis on worship from this woman. The Lord Jesus didn't say, so I hope on Sunday I'll see you in the synagogue. I hope on Saturday I'll see you in the synagogue. He wasn't saying that. He was saying, live this way. Stay unhidden daily, because worship is not a periodic activity, just like prayer is not supposed to be just for a prayer meeting. Prayer is supposed to be an ongoing activity. Worship also is an ongoing structure. That's too cold a word, but you understand in this context what I mean. It's an ongoing characteristic of the Christian life. It's not just a topic to know about, like a bus evacuation drill, you just check it off. It's a lifestyle. It is a manner of living that characterizes Christianity. It's a discipline when we're using it in this term. The scripture doesn't say it that way, the discipline of worship, but it's evident from the scriptures that it is, because it's the way to live. It's not just a thing to understand.
So with that, that brings us to the next point. We've defined worship. We've looked at the prerequisites to worship, and I would like to look at the discipline of worship. And we see that, as Steve has brought us to that subject, we see that in the first time where the word worship is used in Scripture. Who can tell me where that is? Genesis 22. So let's turn to Genesis 22. And this is a real discipline that Abraham had to go through. I mean, it was an extreme discipline, like none other, right? And we all know this story, but there's a couple of things I want to extract out of here. I want us to see in verse 2 where he says, then he said, now take now your only son, that term's mentioned three times here, Isaac, whom you love. That's the first thing. This is the first place in the Bible where love is mentioned. And worship is a discipline that flows out of a genuine love relationship. And this is so important for us to see. Because when he's done, he says of Abraham, now I know you love me. Now I know that you even love me more than your son who you love. Now I know that you're willing. Well, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Look at verse 5. Verse 5, he says, and Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey, and the lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So here's the discipline or the action, the affection of love. And the outflow is, we're going to go because God told me to, and we're going to go, and we're going to worship. We're going to pour out our hearts before the Lord. And then down in verse 7, he mentions, the question is asked, where is the lamb? And then down in verse 18, where he says in verse 18, in your seed is the nation of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. And this is what I want to underline here, is the connection to worship. Love, the Lamb, worship, and obedience. These four things, the first time these four things are ever mentioned in Scripture, are found together. There's a link between each one of them. And so this discipline, now can you imagine as a father, can you imagine? Now most of us here probably don't have children yet. Once you have children, you want to give them, no, I'm just kidding. Once you have children, there's no way that you would contemplate. I remember when my first son was born, I sat in the breaking of bread that morning and thought, with this little one in my arms, and thought, Lord, what was it for you to give your blessed son, your only begotten, you gave him up. Now think about Abraham taking his son because God said so, and he believed that God could raise him up. That's a whole nother subject. But I just want to tie this discipline in worship. It involves obedience. It involves love. And it also involves focusing on God's Lamb. It focuses on, it involves focusing in on a person. Not just an activity. Okay? And that's what we need to understand about worship. Worship is not about an activity as much as it is about a way of life. Abraham, this was Abraham's life. It's his way of life. It's his discipline, if you will. Okay? I'm sure there's other thoughts.